This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald & Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Chuck Clark. We're talking about Christmas at the Castle, Castle in the Clouds specifically, and this is happening weekends before and after Thanksgiving. That's November 23rd, 24th. And November 29th through December 1st. You can find more information about this at any time by going to castleintheclouds.org. That's castleintheclouds.org. Chuck, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Really exciting time for the castle. Not only do you have the cool atmosphere of the castle itself, but it's extra cool because it's decorated for Christmas.
That's right. Yeah, this is a great time of year for us. We finished our regular season a couple of weeks ago, and we've been hard at work decorating the castle for our holiday celebration here. And it's actually a great way for us to engage the community as well, because what we do is invite local businesses, decorators, artisans to come in. They each take a room in the castle and they decorate it according to our theme. This year's theme is Christmas memories, so I'm really excited to see what each of those decorators comes up with to bring back good positive memories of holidays past, and hopefully our visitors will get the same impression when they come through and see everything.
So you haven't seen the displays yet?
I've seen them in process, but not the finished product. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. What have past year's themes been?
Sure. We did a rustic country Christmas one year, so lots of birds and natural materials, which fits nicely with the arts and crafts aesthetic of the castle. We did holidays around the world. That was a great one because we had people decorating with different traditions from countries all over the world. So it's been fun to come up with a different theme every year and see what the decorators can come up with.
So on top of the Christmas themes of the different rooms, mm-hmm. the castle itself also has shopping opportunities available.
That's right. Yeah. Christmas at the Castle is a great kickoff to the holiday shopping season. People can come in. We have our carriage house, which was the horse barn of the original historic estate. Our restaurant is open on the first floor, so you can come in and get a bite to eat. And then up on the second floor, we have a local artisan craft fair. So people can come in, see lots of very cool, handmade, unique items that make great holiday gifts, do some shopping before or after their tour of the castle. And just to sweeten the deal on that, there's also hot cocoa and cookies and a chance to have a little meet and greet with Santa Claus as well up there.
Santa!
That's right. Never go wrong with having Santa at your event. He's a great friend of the castle.
It's Castle in the Clouds, Christmas at the Castle. It's going to be weekends before and after Thanksgiving, so that's November 23rd to the 24th and November 29th to December 1st. The hours for the castle's operations are 10 till 4 those days.
That's right, 10 till 4, last ticket sold at 3 o'clock to make sure you have time to get through and see all of the decorations and everything.
And you can find more information anytime by going to castleintheclouds.org. That's castleintheclouds.org. Let's talk a little bit about the castle. Regardless of the season, it's basically a museum about this one house that was set up by a millionaire back in the 20s.
That's right, yeah. So it was actually built in 1913, 1914, so a little before the 20s. But Thomas G. Plant, he was a shoe manufacturer, a self-made millionaire, as you say. He grew up in Bath, Maine, the son of French-Canadian immigrants. Dropped out of school in the eighth grade because the family needed him to be working to make some money. So he worked his way down the coast, took a couple different odd jobs, and eventually ended up in a shoe factory. His very first job was kind of the low-level entry position, but then very quickly he worked his way up the ranks until by the time he retired, when he was 51 years old, he owned the largest shoe factory anywhere in the entire world and the largest factory of any kind in the United States at the time. So that was 1910 when he retired. Took a couple years off to travel the world, met his second wife, Olive, and then they decided to build their retirement estate here in New Hampshire, overlooking Lake Winnipesaukee, and he bought up some land, and then over the course of about 18 months, he brought in 1,000 workers to build the estate, the castle itself, which he called Lucknow, the mansion, 10,000 square foot mansion, a huge horse barn and carriage house for horses and carriages. Also an 18-hole golf course, a couple of gatehouses, hiking and bridle trails all throughout the mountains. So it's a really interesting estate, and it's a unique example of arts and craft architecture here in New Hampshire as well.
And it really kind of shaped the landscape of New Hampshire in a way, because a lot of those workers, didn't they end up staying in the nearby town?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're still doing ongoing research to learn more about the people that worked on the construction of the castle and then worked there as domestic help as well. But definitely there were lots of jobs jobs for stonemasons and carpenters and all the different people that he brought in to do the work on the estate. So I'm sure that they got other jobs around as well.
And it's kind of one of those rags to riches stories that's like, you know, the new money standard of that era of America. But I think also it's kind of interesting in the sense that he also went from riches back to rags by the end of his life.
Yeah, it is really an interesting story. He, I mean, he was very generous with his wealth. He not only built the estate and took care of his family, his wife Olive, and then he had nieces and nephews who came to visit and things like that. He also endowed a retirement home for the working poor of his hometown, Bath, Maine, that's still in operation today. So he endowed that with some money. He built a club, the Bald Pea Colony Club, and was hoping that other wealthy individuals would come up and become members of the club. That didn't really work out. And he made a couple of other not-so-great investments, too. Sugar futures, Russian bonds right before the Russian Revolution. By about the mid-1920s, he was looking like he needed to sell his property. And lucky for all of us who love the castle and love seeing it in the state that it's in, he wasn't able to find a buyer, and he actually had a banker friend who mortgaged the property for him. So he was able to live there until his death in 1941, but certainly the lavish lifestyle got a little less lavish over time. And then in the 40s, after his death, a local family, the Toby family, purchased the property used as a summer home. They used it for many years. And then in the mid-50s, it was sold to the Roby family. And the Robys are the ones who decided to open the castle to the public in 1959. So not only are we celebrating Christmas at the castle this year, but we're also celebrating 60 years of being open to the public, which is a cool milestone for us to have hit. And it was open as a tourist attraction in the Lakes region from 1959 until today. So it's been there as well. And then, you know, went through a couple more owners. But in 2002, the land and the buildings were purchased by the Lakes Region Conservation Trust, preserving it for posterity. 5,500 acres of the original 6,300-acre estate are now preserved. And the LRCT does a great job preserving land, but they wanted to make sure they had some experts in preserving historic buildings. So they spun off the Castle Preservation Society, which is the organization that I lead. And we've been hard at work for the last 10, 12 years doing the restoration of the historic building.
Castle in the Clouds, Christmas at the Castle, and it's happening weekends before and after Thanksgiving, November 23rd to the 24th, and November 29th to December 1st. The castle is decorated for Christmas. They have lots of shopping opportunities, awesome restaurant for you to check out, also animals on the property, and it's just a really cool thing to check out if you're into museums, if you're into history, if you're into, like I said, animals. It's got something for everybody. Castleintheclouds.org for more information. Chuck, any final thoughts before we go?
Nope. I hope everybody gets a chance to come out and see it. The Christmas celebration in particular is one of my favorite things we do every year. So I hope people will take the time and come out to see us.
Again, castleintheclouds.org for more information. Chuck, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leone McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.